Greetings and salutations, everyone. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat, Sassy Cat. And it's Monday night. And, oh, excuse me. Didn't mean to do that. I'm tired. I am getting ready for bed. But before I close my eyes, I like to watch a little bit of the telly before I go to sleep. Why did I go in a British little accent? I have no idea. But I was watching this show called Intervention. And basically, it's a documentary on people with addiction. And I can't remember last week. They did something that I never heard of doing. Snorting, I think, Xanax and medication. I mean, I know you can snort cocaine and heroin, but I would never think of, you know, crunching up a little pill and snorting it. You know, I don't know. It just never occurred to me. And now on this show, they have a young 23-year-old man who's snorting bath salts. And when they said bath salts, I was thinking, okay, bath salts were those things that my mom used to put in the bathtub that made your skin soft and gave off a, you know, a beautiful, wonderful, relaxing aroma of, you know, lavender and chamomile and you know, Kelgon, take me away, bath salts. And he's, you know, chopping it up and snorting it. And I had to Google it because I thought, I've never heard of this. And I guess it's an ongoing concern here that I guess it started 2010 and has, you know, increasingly over 2011 really gotten out of hand, where a lot of places aren't selling the bath salts. And there's a particular bath salt that you can buy them in smoke shops, which is strange because once upon a time in my fair city, the smoke shops were not, I always knew them as head shops, where you could buy the drug paraphernalia that was masked by buying albums and posters and t-shirts. You know, you could buy a bong or rolling papers. Now the smoke shops, you can buy cigars and all kinds of paraphernalia relating to drinking and smoking. And yes, you can buy bongs and but they don't tell you, they tell you that it's not for marijuana, that they're decorative pieces or they're for tobacco, which, you know, to me, anybody knows. I mean, well, not anybody, but most people know. Excuse me again. I'm really tired. What bongs? But I am just so shocked that an individual would snort bath salts. And then I knew that Steve-O from Jackass and from MTV, he did a lot of nitrous oxide. And all I can think of is it's the cans of stuff that you clean your computer and blow the little dust off, and you can inhale that. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's crazy, crazy thing that, you know, people do. And then the whole, the vodka eyeballing, where young kids were, instead of doing shots of vodka like normal people, they were pouring vodka in their eye, literally, to get drunk faster. And I think, is, what has our society become? What have we gotten to? And who thinks of this stuff? You know, oh, I don't have any more money for cocaine or meth. I have bath salts in my bathroom and I'm going to snort them and see, you know, how high I can get. It's just insane. I'm just shocked. So I thought I'd share with everybody. Laterness, people.